Chapter 34, in which the Emperor makes his own plans. The Emperor has called for his servant, and Darth Vader has come to the Death Star's immense throne room to receive his orders. To approach the Emperor's throne, visitors must cross a narrow bridge over a vast chasm. If they dare peer over the edge, they will see, a mile below, the terrible glow of the space station's main reactor. Then they must climb several sets of stairs placed there for no reason other than their own inconvenience. There is no luxury in this throne room. It is all girders and catwalks and strange machinery that hums, buzzes, and sometimes growls. Even the throne is menacing, more like a chunk of black rock than a chair. It doesn't even have a cushion. This whole throne room was designed for just one purpose: to intimidate. And judging by the way his imperial advisors cower together near, but not too near, the throne, it is working. Although these two men, Sim Alu and Janus Grigatis, are officially known as advisors, the Emperor uses them more as errand boys. He takes advice from no one. On their own planets, these men walk about like gods, but here they are humbled. Vader makes the long climb to the foot of the throne.
What is thy bidding, my master?
Send the fleet to the far side of Endor. There it will stay until called for,
orders Palpatine.
What of the reports of the rebel fleet massing near Sullust?
Asks Vader, eager to be rid of his job babysitting this space station and get back to the real work of the Empire. As soon as he heard about the whereabouts of the rebel fleet, he was ready to lead an attack. But the Emperor has something different in mind.
Sullust is of no concern. Soon the rebellion will be crushed, and young Skywalker will be one of us. Your work here is finished, my friend. Go out to the command ship and await my orders.
Vader disagrees, and the Emperor knows he disagrees, but he also knows what Vader will say next.
Yes, my master.
The Emperor has already turned back to his advisors, leaving Vader to stalk back through the throne room and go forth on his errand.